Here we are, Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press, here by the Southern District of New York Courthouse, but also by 100 Center Street, where today Donald J. Trump will be appearing for a motions ruling hearing and also a scheduling hearing in his Manhattan criminal case. Now, this is the case in which he's accused of falsifying business records, New York State business records, to cover up hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. His argument is that this state statute about falsifying business records is not intended to cover federal election law violations, if they exist. That was rejected by Judge Hellerstein here at the Southern District of New York when he tried to federalize the case. But we'll see. I think that the case is not going to be dismissed. And it may go. It may be the first case against him going in March, late March. We'll be covering it. Whether it's the strongest case is a whole other question. In any case, this is going to be shorter than usual because I'm going to rush over there. But what else can we see? We're also covering here, when we finish with that, a clinic access case, abortion clinic access case, in which two women that protested at several clinics, including in New York and in Nashville and elsewhere, are on trial for violating a statute that covers that. They were shown yesterday to the jury yelling the word murder and filming. We'll see what happens. The Juan Obando case, the Honduras case, we thought it would be this week. We were going to actually have to choose between this Trump thing and Juan Orlando, but it's been postponed till Monday, and now a hearing that was supposed to happen today in open court has been canceled. There's going to be a closed-door, sealed SEPA hearing tomorrow, Friday, which is the business day before the trial. Some are saying maybe the trial's... I don't know what's going to happen, but we're going to be covering it in any event. We've also asked the UN about its shameful role in the Honduras cover-up election for JOH and various other topics. No answer at all. The UN is totally corrupt, more corrupt, actually, than many of the defendants down here. But we'll continue to push to be readmitted to ask these very questions. Okay, Inner City Press, to be continued.